I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves. Pilate is trying to wash his hands of the responsibility for Jesus' death. He knows that Jesus is innocent, that there is no just or good reason that Jesus should be crucified. But Pilate wants to avoid a riot. So he gives the people, the chief priests and the elders, what they're asking for. Rather than doing what is right and just, Pilate opts for what the people want. And yet, just because the people wanted it, it wasn't just and right to have Jesus crucified. Jesus had done nothing wrong, and Pilate knows it. So Pilate tries to wash his hands of the whole thing. He tries to pass on the responsibility to the people. He actually brings out water and washes his hands in front of the crowd. He gives a visible picture of the fact that he does not claim responsibility for Jesus' death. And he says, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourself." He claims innocence in Jesus' death, says it's not his fault, that it's the responsibility of the people. But the irony is, in the creed that we just confessed, whom do we say Jesus was crucified under? He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. We don't say he was crucified under the crowd or under Caiaphas or under any other Jewish leaders, but he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. For more than 1,000 years, the church has confessed that Jesus was crucified under him and has remembered that. And we confess it week after week after week, that he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. And in the Apostles' Creed, an older creed, even than the Nicene Creed, we say that Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate. So despite Pilate's attempt to wash his hands of the death of Jesus and to put the responsibility on somebody else, to say that he is innocent, the church has said over and over and over again, Pilate is remembered for his part in the crucifixion of this innocent man, the Son of God. Though he tried to wash his hands of it, Pilate was not innocent of it. But then again, neither are we. We, indeed, and Pilate, we are the ones whom Jesus suffered and died to redeem. It is because of our sins that Jesus went to the cross. Our sins, what we have done wrong, we are not innocent, and neither is Pilate. We all are the ones for whom Jesus went to the cross to suffer and die. And the answer to that is not to try to lay the blame at someone else's feet, or to try to wash our hands of Jesus' blood. In fact, we don't want to wash our hands of Jesus' blood. In fact, we want to be washed by the blood of Jesus. We are not innocent of this man's blood, and we don't want to try to claim innocence before God, but rather to acknowledge our sin and to look to Jesus for forgiveness. We want to be washed in his blood, and we were washed in Jesus' blood when we were baptized into his death and resurrection. Indeed, we should say with the crowd, the words that you spoke today in this reading, "His blood be on us and on our children." Now, the crowd didn't mean it in the sense that his blood should cleanse us, should cleanse them. They meant it, it seems, to say, "We'll take responsibility for the death of Jesus." They seem to say, yes, it's a good thing that Jesus is being put to death. We want him dead. But we can say, "His blood be on us and on our children," and mean it in a different sense and say, "Yes, I want the blood of Jesus on me. I want his blood to cleanse me and wash me of my sin. Jesus, his blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress. His blood is what covers us and cleanses us, and so that when God the Father sees us, God sees Jesus and His perfect righteousness. When He sees you covered in the blood of Jesus, He sees what Jesus has done in your place, in living a perfect life for you, in dying on the cross for you in your place. And that is your righteousness, that is my righteousness. If Pilate had believed, that could have been his righteousness too. And so we don't rejoice in Jesus' death as the crowd did because we think he's wrong, but rather because he is right and he is innocent. And we believe that his blood is good for us. His blood means our sins are paid for and we are free of slavery to sin and death and the devil. His death and the shedding of his blood means that we have life. Pilate couldn't free himself of the responsibility for Jesus' death. And neither can we. He died because of our sins. And in the face of his death, we dare not try to defend our innocence because we're not innocent, but rather acknowledge our sin. We don't try to wash ourselves of Jesus' blood, but we rejoice that we have been washed by Jesus in his blood in our baptism. And being washed by him, our sins are forgiven. We have new life. And Jesus is indeed now our King and our Lord. He now owns us. He did not wash his hands of us, thanks be to God, but washed us to cleanse us of sin and to make us subjects of his kingdom. And so then we've been made God's people now by this blood of Jesus. And we can cry out with the crowd that was there on Palm Sunday, welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And we will sing some of those words as our Lord comes to us in his body and blood. We cry, Hosanna, saying, save us. We ask our Lord to rescue us, to deliver us from our sins. We don't look to ourselves to wash ourselves, to try to defend ourselves, to lay responsibility at someone else's feet, as Pilate tried to do, but rather we cry out to our Lord, who has washed us and finally will deliver us. And so we cry out, Hosanna, today, and we wave palm branches today, remembering that this is our Lord, who rode into Jerusalem to suffer and die on the cross, who has washed us, and we are also looking forward to the day that we will one day hold palm branches in eternity. You see, in Revelation 7, we hear this about those who have died in Christ. Behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And later on in Revelation 7, we hear that those clothed in white robes are those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Your robes have been made white in the blood of the Lamb. You have been washed in the blood of the Lamb in your baptism. And you look forward to the day when you will stand before your Lord, when we will stand together as God's people, clothed in white, washed in the blood, not washed of the blood, but washed in it, and holding palm branches, and singing the praises of our Lord forever in his presence. And our Lord will be with us forever, the crucified and risen Lord. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.